the goods from Israeli territories, the occupied territories bill, is something that was initiated by Francis Black, Senator Francis Black, and it has been, on, as you say, on the go for 7 years, was supported by Fianna Fáil when they're in opposition. Now Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are in government, and they're saying that they can't use the bill that Francis Black had, but they're going to produce their own one. And basically, all the Taoiseach is doing this morning is going to Cabinet for to get permission for to write a new bill. It's nothing imminent. There's nothing happening fast here. It's, in our view, very, very slow and very tedious the way they're drawing all of this out and delaying, delaying, delaying. They say they've got legal advice that they can't include services within the bill. We have sought legal advice as well, both Sinn Féin and other opposition parties, and we find no reason why services could not be included within the bill. But we are of the view that the government is delaying this and finding every excuse possible for to kick the can down the road. What we need is we need governments, not just Irish government, but across the EU and across the world, to make a firm stand against Israel and the genocide that they're complicit in what they're doing in Gaza. And, you know, we've seen only the other day a whole family of a doctor wiped out, 8 children, you know, blown to pieces. We see a school yesterday. You know, every day, every morning on the news, the horror stories get worse and worse and worse, and unfortunately we're becoming almost immune to it. So this piece of legislation is about Ireland saying to the world that we do not want to have any dealings with Israel. They are continuing in their genocide against the Palestinian people, and we want to see the government make a firm stand on it. Sinn Féin is also proposing legislation tonight which is slightly separate and different. It's about the fact that the Israeli government, who produce what they call state bonds, and they have to have at least one country within the European Union for to set up those state bonds, for them to set up the financial instruments. And the country that does that is the Irish Central Bank. So the Irish Central Bank is the one that's doing this for to facilitate the sale of Israeli state bonds, which in our view are war bonds. That money which they make from these bonds has been used for to buy explosives and weapons for to kill Palestinian people, and that's why we're saying that the Irish government and the Irish state should withdraw from that and should discontinue having anything to do with Israeli war bonds. And that's the piece of legislation which we're bringing into the Dáil tonight, and which we would hope that we would get the support of everyone for, from across all political parties, because the vast, vast majority of Irish people recognise that what's happening in the Palestinian conflict, where they're just wiping out the Palestinian people, is wrong, and we have to make a stand against it and a firm stand.